Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Senior Nutrition Director Dawn Ausbach-Klein to talk about National Senior Center Awareness Month. Dawn, tell us, what exactly is the benefit to the community of Knoxville to have a senior center?
Well, 19.1% of our population here in Knoxville is 65 plus. That's a very large population. The percentage in Iowa is 14%. So what that means for Knoxville is we need to begin looking into the future to figure out how we can tap into older adults, what we can offer them. We at the Knoxville Center are able to offer residents a place to engage in holistic, active, healthy aging services. We also are a place where we have professionals that can direct the senior center for into the future. We have the opportunity to engage the baby boomers in volunteer activities, such as maybe someone has a second language in Spanish. Maybe they would like to come to the senior center and teach that as a lifelong learning course. So we could also engage them in meaningful, wholesome volunteer activities out in our community. Also, we are kind of a place where people call and say, hey, I need a volunteer for X, Y, and Z. And then we say, okay, we have this person. We can connect you with that person. And we keep a database, basically, so to speak, with all that information so it's easily accessible.
Now, what are some things that the Knoxville Senior Center is going to be doing in honor of Senior Center Month?
We're going to be holding an open house, and people can come and meet the senior nutrition staff that is housed right here in the senior center. But not only that, but they can come and they can meet the Knoxville Senior Board. And that board is appointed by the city's mayor, and they oversee the day-to-day operation and the business planning of the senior center. And so they can meet them. And then we have various activities, events, classes, services, health education, exercise classes, everything that we do here on a daily basis, you will see in one night. So we're going to showcase a lot of different things. We have a masseuse that comes on Wednesday. She'll be here. We have Medicap Health Hour. They will be here. So all those things will be happening. And there's a foot clinic. The public health sponsor is a foot clinic here. And they will be here to talk to people about the benefits of foot clinics and what those mean to older adults and staying healthy, vibrant, and in their homes. So you will be able to see a whole bunch of things in one evening.
What has been the response to the seniors that come down here?
Well, we're evolving slowly but surely. We're offering a lot of different programming. What's happened in the past with senior centers is in the very beginning of senior centers and the Older Americans Act, there was funding for senior centers. Since the beginning, what's happened is we've put transportation, case management, caregiving, all of those services under that funding source. So the senior centers have basically kind of been unfunded. And if they do have funding, it's local funding, whether it's through the city or the county. And due to that fact, there's funding for nutrition. So the senior centers have basically become nutrition sites. And then the senior center piece of it has gone stagnant. And what we need to do for the future is build that back up with meaningful, wholesome, active aging services and programming. So if we can do that, we will be able to keep older adults in their homes, hopefully forever. You know, some people will go to the next level of care, but our main mission is to keep people mentally and physically healthy so that they can remain in their homes as long as possible.
Now, where can people find out more information about the Knoxville Senior Center and National Senior Center Awareness Month?
Our central location for the senior centers is within City Hall. We're in the basement of City Hall, and you can also call us at 641 842-6070, and a simple Google search will get you to my email also.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Senior Nutrition Director, Don Osbach-Klein, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.